If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
Right? A dream without a plan is just a wish. How many of you have a crazy dream or a crazy goal? I want you to write out in the comment section, what is your crazy dream? What am I good at? What do I love? What does the world need? And how do I get paid for it? To me, those four help you unlock your passion. I often say to people, your passion is for you, your purpose is for others. Your passion makes you happy, but when you use your passion to make a difference in someone else's life, that's a service, that's a purpose. My parents had a maths tutor for me because they wanted to be amazing at maths. I was pretty good at numbers, and I'd have this tutor, and he'd tell me that. He goes, the reason that you're struggling with the next question is because you're always worried about what your parents think. And that really stayed in my head. I was just like, wow, so as long as I'm trapped by what my parents think, I can actually never find the answers to the real questions of life. I always feel it's a matter of role models. You can't be what you can't see. And I feel I would never have become a monk unless I saw one.
Yeah.
If no one's ever seen a presenter, you can't think of being. If you're in a company, look at the person who's 20 years ahead of you and ask yourself, is that where I want to be? If you're in a startup, look at where other startups have got to in similar roles and go, is that where I want to be? And if the answer is no, then you need to find a new path. And for me, the answer at that time from observing was no. The path that my parents or society, or the university I went to, or the community I had that was carving out for me, it didn't feel like the path for me. So I was almost seeking an alternative or a new path. Today, I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am. Right? And just let that blow your mind for a moment. I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am. So we live in this perception of a perception of ourselves. Hence, my identity is made by what my parents think I should be. My identity is made up by what my college or university thinks I should achieve. While you're living in that bubble and that echo chamber, getting to what you really want to do is impossible. Because maybe that just doesn't fit. And I think so many people feel that way today. That they don't fit into the current education system. They don't fit with the three or four or five careers that you're taught exist. Most of us just throw ourselves into the deep end and then try swim and figure it out. The problem is we all went to normal schools that try to put stuff in us rather than take stuff out of us. You know, you were told at school that you weren't very good and you weren't good at English, and now you have a New York Times bestseller,
right?
And it's like no one noticed that potential inside you. No one noticed that, oh, Lewis was really creative. And you're not the only person. There's so many people who feel like that. So the modern schooling system didn't extrapolate your self-actualization, your element, and just try to put maths, English, science inside. So the point is that you're trying to get to such a strong foundation that when you interact in the world, you're going with a sense of strength, fuel, energy to make a difference. Rather than going into the world and then going, oh my God, where am I, trying to figure it out? People were so far removed from their own understanding of themselves that they were either lost living a life they didn't want to, lost living up to someone else's expectations, or lost becoming someone to impress someone else. The biggest challenge is that there's just so much noise. It's like, have you ever had someone in your home, maybe it's your wife or maybe it's a friend or whatever, just play a really bad song too often? And just think, oh, turn that off. And after a while, it's been on for so long that you become immune to it. Like it's just there and it's still on. It's there in the back of your mind and you didn't manage to turn it off. So the noise that I describe in life, whether it's your parents' expectations, whether it's society's expectations, whether it's your partner's expectations, all of those are like noise in the background. And that noise drowns out your ability to understand the mind and the intelligence. That's one of the biggest trip-ups. Don't waste your time, Steve Jobs, don't waste your time trying to live someone else's life. You know, don't be trapped by dogma. Focus in on your own strengths, your own element, what you have to offer. Don't get lost in trying to become like someone else or pretend to be someone else. There's a beautiful, one of my favorite quotes by Einstein and then Steve Jobs again. Einstein said, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will spend its whole life believing that it's stupid. And too many of us are fish trying to climb a tree. Too many of us are monkeys being taught how to swim. Too many of us are lions being taught to live like cats. We're not getting to live in our element. Priority is on the root of things, not the leaf or the symptoms. You're not dealing with your challenges at symptomatic level. You're dealing with it at root level, right? People say, oh, if you're stressed out, just take a stress pill. If you're stressed out, just go to get a massage. If you're stressed out, just relax, watch Netflix and chill. But all that's doing is pacifying you, escape for that hour, 2 hours, maybe a week. But going to the root of it and learning how to change your breath means you can manage any situation in life. Always go to the root. It will take longer, but it will last longer. Always go to the root. Cut down the root of that weed in your heart. Cut down the root of that weed in your mind. Don't just let it grow and kind of water a little bit and snip, snip, cut it a bit. Like just really go to the root and just knock it out. Get rid of it. Get a big axe and cut it down. The biggest weeds that we all get is on our intention. So when I say intention, I mean my current intention is to use everything I've been given, everything that I have in the service of others. But every day that intention, which is a beautiful little plant that's growing, gets weeds around it. No, do it for the money. Just do it for the fame, do it for the followers, do it for this. All these weeds are like going around my real intention every day. Every day, that's a weed. A weed is the intention that you don't want. And the problem is, sometimes you've let it grow so much, the weed looks like the plant. And you start believing it's the same thing. I've always had friends who are older than me. And I could see a lot of them in the most successful careers, successful jobs, beautiful partners, whatever it was. But I saw a sense of lack of fulfillment, meaning, and purpose in their lives. And I've always been an observer, and I would see these people who are like 5 years older than me, 7 years older than me, maybe 10 years older than me. And I'd be watching them and go, is that the life I want? And often the advice I give to people today is fast forward where you are, look at yourself in 10, 15, 20 years time, and ask yourself the question, is that where I want to be?
I think it's Thomas Edison who says, when you feel you've exhausted every option, remember you haven't. So I think it starts even at a physical level. Anyone who's a physical fitness or a health coach will know that different bodies need different food, different sleep, different fluids. Mm-hmm. We don't all need the same thing. Me and you with different body types can't do the same workout. Our bodies have different tolerances in different things. That's self-awareness at the physical level. We know our limits, we know what we can do, we know what we can't do, we know what our challenges. On a mental level, what's self-awareness? Knowing what type of people I like to be with. Knowing who helps me grow and who drains me. Yeah. That's mental self-awareness.
I believe that the answers come from within and we're not asking the right questions. I feel we're always looking for the right answers, not the right questions. And the biggest companies that we respect today, the biggest organizations, all came from trying to answer a question. Mm. It all came from trying to solve a problem.